Chapter 2. Come on, Abby, let's go. I open my eyes. My brother is standing over me. I groan, seeing that my clock says 11:55 p.m. Jonah, no, I snap. I told you I don't want to go through the mirror tonight. Come on, he says. It'll be an adventure. My brother loves adventure. He's the kind of kid who goes rock climbing for fun. And not because someone is, say, chasing him up a mountain. He actually takes a rock climbing class every weekend. Sometimes I love adventure too, but not tonight. If you want an adventure so badly, go yourself, I say. We always go together, he says with a pout. True, we do always go together, which is probably for the best. Who knows what would happen to Jonah if I weren't there to help him? He'd probably have been eaten by a crocodile by now. Still, I'm not coming, I say. He puts his hands on his hips. Fine, I'll go by myself. I snort laugh. You will not. Will too. He spins on his heel and scurries toward the door. Yeah, whatever. He's not really going to go without me. Later, Jonah says and closes my door on his way out. He's just calling my bluff. I put my head back down on my pillow and force my eyes closed. He wouldn't really go by himself, would he? My heart speeds up. What if something bad happens to him? What if he gets attacked by another crocodile? Or a witch? Or a wolf? Anything is possible in fairy tale land. I sit up in bed. I can't let him go by himself. It's my job as big sister to protect him. I swiftly change into jeans and an orange hoodie, grab my watch, lace up my sneakers, and throw open my door. Jonah is standing in the hallway just outside my room with a huge smile. Sucker. I roll my eyes. I should have known. I'm going back to bed. You are not, Jonah exclaims. You're already dressed. He has a point. Besides, it is pretty exciting to go through the mirror. Shh! All right, let's go, I whisper. We can't wake our parents. According to one of the fairies we met in our travels, we're supposed to keep the whole magic mirror thing to ourselves. But keeping a magic mirror secret is harder than it looks. Last trip, we almost got busted. Jonah, I whisper, glancing down at my brother's feet. You're not wearing shoes. And go put on a hoodie. What if we end up in the Snow Queen? It's cold there. Oops, he says. Be right back. I'll meet you in the basement. Don't wake up Prince, I order. Prince sleeps on a doggy bed in Jonah's room. I sigh as I open the basement door and climb down the steps. I can't believe I'm really doing this. I stop and look at the mirror. It's attached to the wall with heavy bolts. It has a stone frame that's engraved with small fairies with wings and wands. Maybe Mary Rose won't even let us in. Usually all I have to do to get in is knock on the mirror 3 times, but not always. Sometimes we knock and knock and knock and Mary Rose doesn't answer. Sometimes we need to be wearing something special, like a bathing suit or flag-colored pajamas, which will help us when we're in the story. The problem is that we never know what we need to be wearing, since we never know what story we're going to before we get there. Mary Rose is the fairy who lives inside our mirror. At least we think she lives inside it. Maybe she just visits it when we knock on it. We're not 100% sure. I hear my brother clomping down the basement stairs. He's so loud. Is he trying to wake up our parents and get us in trouble? I scowl at the mirror. My reflection scowls back. Besides the scowl, I look just like I always do. Same curly brown hair, same big green eyes, same freckles. In the mirror's surface, I watch Jonah hurry toward me. Like me, he's wearing jeans. He picked a yellow hoodie. Mine is orange. We are very bright. Hopefully we won't have to do much hiding in tonight's fairy tale, unless we're hiding in a fruit salad. Ready? I say. Let's get this over with. I lift my hand up to knock, grateful that I remembered to put on my watch. The thing about my watch is that no matter what day or time it is in the fairy tale, my watch always tells me the time at home. It is extremely helpful to know what time it is back home, so Jonah and I know how long we have until our parents wake up. We try to be home before our parents wake up, which is at 7 in the morning. I knock. Once. Twice. 3 times. The reflection doesn't budge. Can I go back to bed now? I ask, crossing my arms. Let me try, Jonah says. He knocks once, firmly, loudly. It's working! Jonah cries. Hooray? He knocks the second time. A purple glow spreads across the room. Last knock. The reflection in the mirror begins to swirl. Hooray! Jonah cheers. I feel the familiar pull. It's like someone is gently tugging on my hair. I shrug. All right, I guess we're going. Suddenly, I hear, Ruff! Ruff, ruff, ruff! I spin around to see Prince leaping down the stairs toward the mirror. Jonah! I cry, bending down and trying to stop Prince from jumping into the mirror. You woke up Prince! And you left the basement door open! Jonah grimaces. Oops! But can't Prince come too? He'll help! He'll love it! No, he can't come! I snap. What if we lose him? His leash is upstairs. Jonah frowns. Oh, right. Sit, Prince, sit, I order. Instead of sitting, Prince jumps up on my legs. Ruff, ruff, ruff! Stay, Prince, stay! Sit, Prince, sit! Prince does not sit. Prince does not stay. Prince tries to squirm around me. If you stay, I'll give you 1,000,000 pumpkin seeds when we get back, I promise. Prince loves pumpkin seeds, also peanut butter. The gentle pull has turned into a stronger pull. It now feels as though I'm standing in front of a vacuum cleaner set on high. My sneakers grind against the floor as the mirror pulls me toward it. Go back upstairs, Prince, please. Stop barking, I say. But Prince's barks are getting louder. Shh! Prince, you have to be quiet. You'll wake up Mom and Dad. Why isn't he listening? I swear he used to listen to me. Let's just take him, Jonah says. Come on. It's not a good idea, I say. It is very irresponsible. We don't even have his doggy poop bags. Ruff, 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 ruff! I don't think I can hold myself back anymore. My body is a magnet and the mirror is a fridge. I try one last time. I'll give you an entire jar of peanut butter if you go back upstairs, Prince. With a final loud bark, Prince leaps between my feet and dives paws first into the mirror. Wait! I yell. I grab my brother's hand and we follow Prince inside.